Are we good?
I'm going to call to order a special meeting for the Grover Beach City Council for Monday, December 12th, 2016. Let's do a roll call.
Councilmember Bright.
Here.
Councilmember Nichols.
Here.
Councilmember Shaw.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Lee.
Here.
And Mayor Scholes.
Here. Thank you, Donna. As you probably know, this is a 6-month anniversary since there was that fatal shooting in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub. 49 innocent souls lost their lives that night. Would you all please join us in a moment of silence? Please stand and rise, and then we'll do our pledge after that. City Manager Bronson, will you leave this in the pledge center?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we're going to move on to our general municipal election matters. This is item number one on the agenda. This is a certificate of the resolution of the results for the general municipal election held on Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. City Clerk, you have the floor.
Honorable Mayor and City Council members, the City of Grover Beach conducts its general municipal election on the same day as and consolidated with the statewide general election on the first Tuesday of November in even-numbered years. Earlier this year, the Council adopted resolutions necessary for calling that election to be held on November 8th and conducted by the San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder's Office. The County Clerk Recorder's Office would therefore canvass the returns of all votes cast and certify the election results. The Council further authorized placing a commercial cannabis tax measure on that same November ballot. The measure was designated City of Grover Beach Measure L-16. For this election, there were over 7,200 registered voters in Grover Beach, and voter turnout was 80.1%. The last municipal election that coincided with a presidential election was in November 2012, and voter turnout at that time was 74.89%. On November 8th, Grover Beach voters were asked to vote for a mayor, two council members, and for or against a city measure. For the office of directly elected mayor, there were two candidates seeking to be elected to that office. The one who received the highest number of votes was our incumbent mayor, John Scholes. For the office of council member, there were three candidates seeking election to the two open seats. The two who received the highest number of votes were Ms. Debbie Peterson and our incumbent, Jeff Lee. For the city measure, Measure L-16, which proposed enacting a tax on a commercial cannabis businesses which may establish in Grover Beach, that tax measure required a simple majority vote to pass, 50% plus one. Measure L-16 passed by 70.59%. The ordinance that will officially enact that commercial cannabis tax is scheduled for formal council consideration in early 2017. For cities with elections consolidated with the county, the governing body is required to adopt a resolution reciting the facts of the election. Therefore, in your agenda packet tonight, there is a resolution for your consideration marked as attachment one. Certificates from the County Clerk Recorder's Office canvass of all votes cast in the November election for candidates and the city measure, L-16, is also attached to the resolution marked as Exhibit A. Once the City Council adopts the resolution, the outgoing elected official, Councilmember Karen Bright, is respectfully requested to remain at the dais. Her term officially ends this evening, but to remain at the dais for a presentation from the city. After that presentation, Councilmember Bright may step down from the dais, and we have seats reserved for you. The newly elected officials will then be called forward into the center of the room to take the oaths of office, be presented with certificates of election, and take their seats at the dais. With the presentation of the certificates of election, that will be an opportunity for photos. In conclusion, staff recommends the council adopt the resolution declaring the results of the general municipal election held on November 8th, and that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you, Donna. Any questions of staff? Is someone prepared to make a motion on this item?
I
I'll make a motion that we adopt the resolution declaring the results of the general municipal election held on November 8th, 2016.
And I'll second that.
Okay, there is a motion and a second. If there is no additional discussion, you're going to do a roll call vote.
Mayor Pro Tem Lee.
Yes.
Councilmember Bright.
Yes.
Councilmember Nichols.
Yes.
Councilmember Shaw.
Yes.
And Mayor Scholes.
Yes. Thank you, Donna. Motion carries. We're going to move on to item number two. This is a city presentation to outgoing Councilmember Karen Bright, and I will also allow opportunity for the community to comment. So at this point, I want to turn the floor over to City Manager Bronson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. It's my pleasure to begin the presentation tonight to Councilmember Karen Bright. The Councilmember Bright is a 30-year Grover Beach resident. She has served on the City Council since 2007, having been appointed to the council that year and then elected to the council in 2008 and reelected in 2012. Councilmember Bright has been appointed to many county boards over the years, including the Air Pollution Control District, Zone 3 Advisory Committee, the Economic Vitality Corporation, the Housing Trust Fund, and previously served as three terms as a planning commissioner from 1997 through 2007. In addition to her years of city service, Councilmember Bright served as a president and board member of Grover Heights and Judkins PTAs. She was president and board member of the Beach Cities Little League, and also was involved with CASA and has served the community extensively throughout many, many years. During her 9 years on the City Council, there have been a number of key achievements and a number of milestones over this period. She joined the council right beginning at the Great Recession, and certainly there were some very significant, very deep reductions and just challenges that the city organization and the community experienced as we work through this very significant economic episode together. Since then, Councilmember Bright has presided on the council during a number of key achievements, most notably, I think, in many ways, Measure K-14, the community's passage of the street bond measure, $48 million to help improve local streets throughout Grover Beach. This has led to a number of different improvements that have taken place in the last 2 years. Councilmember Bright has also served on the council during the Grover Beach Lodge and Conference Center progress, the municipal broadband network progress, and the train station expansion project, all examples of council priorities that have made progress in the last several years towards the implementation that the council has wanted to see. On a personal note, I will say that in my 6 months serving in Grover Beach, I have had the pleasure of working with Councilmember Bright on a number of occasions, and I have greatly benefited from her guidance, her wisdom, her insights, her sharp questioning to making sure that we get the right information in the right places and we serve the council to the very best of our ability. I know that her heart is very deep for what Grover Beach is as a community, and I will benefit from her wisdom going forward as a member of the community and know that she is a resource for me and for others to turn to. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the mayor and council members to continue further comments.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am. So I think we have some gifts for you tonight. And yes. So is there a handheld mic because we're all going to walk down and...
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely. You think you're going to sneak out tonight?
I thought I might have.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. And the rest of the council members, if you'll join me on the floor. And thank Karen, you can come down with us. Thank you, Greg. So I'm going to make some opening remarks, and then we're going to present this lovely lady with some gifts because she has truly been a committed and dedicated, I was going to say servant, but maybe council member, volunteer to this community, right? So Matt talked about her history and her long time with this city. Three words come to mind for me when I think of Karen. The first is caring. She cares deeply about this community, about people, and it's pretty obvious when you see her out in the community and you see her making decisions. She is a very caring person, and we can all look up to her in that manner. The second word I would say is ethical.
And Karen has many times, I'm not going to say a moral compass, but basically she's been ethical. She believed in her positions. She will fight for her positions. And she has been statesmanlike, or stateswomanlike, I should say, in that sense. And then finally, I would just say dedicated. I mean, Matt read off your years of service to this community. You have been dedicated, and I truly, truly hope the folks who have worked with you, we all and previous council members and even folks on the Planning Commission, appreciated working with you and that dedication. And I'm sure the community has noticed that. And so we will certainly miss your leadership on this council. And so I think Jeff said something about a roast. Let the roast begin. No. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave that to them. But I will say you've been a positive role model, and I would say anyone who chooses to get into public office need look no further than Karen Wright to understand how to conduct yourselves in a public manner, in a way that the community is proud of you and how you go about decision making.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So the first thing I think we have, and maybe you want to grab the flowers.
And I guess it's my turn since I've been, it's just going to be a whole different thing without you sitting here. And, you know, I can't believe I've been doing this for 2 years. And when I came on board, I was a little bit shell-shocked because I hadn't sat in such a situation before. I was usually the one standing out here trying to argue my case. You just taught me so much about preparation, about mentoring others, about building up the people that you want to see in the community. And I'm going to miss looking at your packet. You're always so prepared and seeing all your highlights and saying, she thought that was important too. She highlighted it too. And I mean, you just have turned up every single meeting, no matter what was going on with you personally, health-wise, moving houses, everything, and you have just always been on point and giving 100%, and I couldn't ask for a better role model and seat buddy sitting up there. So.
Well, should we get Jim up here to hold us? Come on up, Jim. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
okay, next we have a engraved desk clock with the city seal, and I'm going to ask Mayor Pro Tem Lee if he will present that.
So it's a wonderfully engraved plaque that says, presented to Karen Bright in appreciation for your dedicated service on the Grover Beach City Council, May 2007 to December 2016. So is that a continuous longest streak now that we have term limits. So I want to say congratulations and thank you. And I'll echo the comments that both the mayor and Councilmember Shaw have said already. But you were there when I first decided to run for election in 2012. And I couldn't have done it without you. I couldn't have done it without your support, without your appreciation and your guidance and your skill of kind of pointing me in a direction towards what the community needed as a voice, what the community continues to need as a voice, and as a being able to address issues and concerns and how to talk with people who have concerns about what's happening in the city so that we can address things moving forward. I really appreciate that, and I am looking forward to hearing what you say from behind that other podium over there and going forward. So.
Thank you. I'm so glad you ran. Well, thanks so much.
And then finally, I'm going to give this. This is a gift certificate to Barbara. You want to tell her? Why don't you tell her what it is?
Gift certificate for Fortune. Yay! Wow, that makes all those years worth it.
So it is a.
Campaign. I learned all about politics from her. She was a mentor. She was a friend. She is a friend, and I'm looking forward to being able to discuss city issues with you without worrying about the Brown Act.
So should we take a group photo and then we'll let Karen have some comments? So Karen, you want to pass the rest of the goods to Jim? So we're going to take our seats and we're going to give her the mic and the floor. So.
I really had no idea that this was going to come to this. I scribbled a few things. So, first of all, thank you so very much, all of you, really. This is really a labor of love. As we all know, we don't do it for anything other than so we can give back to our community. I would really like, though, to thank the voters of Grover Beach for allowing me to serve as your council member for as long as I did. And I want to thank our dedicated staff. They are always here and doing what they do day in and day out. I really want to thank, Donna, our former city manager, Bob Peralt, our current city manager, Matt, city attorney, David Hale, our great fire chief, Steve Lieberman, our fabulous police chief, Chief Peters, and our safety personnel, our Five Cities Fire, and our great police department. We're so fortunate to have the staff that we have, and I want everyone to know that I truly believe that. And so now for my council, these last 2 years, I think we've worked so cohesively together. And I feel so fortunate to have been able to work with these four. I think really one of the reasons that we have worked so closely and have gotten so much done is because we have the same goal in mind, and that is to move forward the city's goals and do the business of the people without any ego involved or whatever. We really want to just get it done and try to do that in the best way that we can. We don't always agree, yet I think, to me, when we don't agree, that really is when the character of these folks shine. We can always say our piece, give our opinions without concern of any kind of repercussions. And then no matter the outcome, we are always respectful of each other. There is never any maligning of the facts or trying to undermine one other or the other or trying to undermine our council or a decision that may have been made or anything that's going to try and divide our city. It has just been my sincere privilege to work with Barbara, Miriam, Jeff, and John. I truly admire their ethics and greatly appreciate their resolve to put others before themselves. And I guess that's about all I have to say. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, so here's where we're going to. I want to give everyone an opportunity to come and make comments regarding Karen, and I believe Supervisor Adam Hill is here.
Thank you, Your Honor and Honorable Counsel. It's a pleasure to be here. Adam Hill from the Board of Supervisors. Karen is, you know, if you, just hearing the city manager talk about the amount of time that she has put in, which is extraordinary. Every city should be blessed to have somebody who is as committed and good-willed and dedicated as Karen. She is a terrific example for every community. Having served with her, she has been just a terrific ally, a terrific representative, and a terrific friend. In any kind of hearing, you can always count on Karen to be level-headed and to know that she's done her homework and that she's come to conclusions based on critical thinking and facts. And she's really just been a terrific person to serve with. And, you know, this city should really look to her as an example of what we want to see all the time. Because I've seen Karen stand up for Grover all the time, and only because she loves Grover. I mean, there's no doubt about that. No other agenda other than she loves this city, and she has represented it well. And so, Karen, I salute you, and I thank you for all of your friendship and all of your great work with me on different boards, too. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here.
Is there anyone else that would like to come forward and offer comment? Let me recognize Mayor Ed Walgie from the city of Pismo Beach. Ed, it's good to see you.
It's nice to be here. Again, I want to congratulate Karen for all of her successes here in Grover Beach. Sorry. Grover Beach, two beach towns. And especially I admire your passion. I've served with you on boards and commissions. You always were dedicated to trying to find the right answer to help make good policy for the community. I really appreciate that, especially, again, I admired you, again, your passion, your dedication, and also, I think, as mentioned already, your ethics. You ran for office for the right reason. You wanted to make the city better. Again, congratulations on whatever you do next. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Appreciate it very much.
Is there anyone else? Okay. Well, again, Karen, we're indebted to you for your years of service in this community, and I think there's been a lot said, so I'm not going to repeat that. But I will say, at the end of the day, this community is better because you have given your time. You have given probably some sweat and tears along the way. I'm not going to say blood, but basically, the community is better because you have been a part of it and you volunteered your time, and we owe you a debt of gratitude for that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We are now going to move to item number 3 on our agenda, and this is a swearing-in ceremony and seating of the directly elected mayor and new council members. So, City Clerk McMahon.
If I could have Councilmember-elect Scholes, Mayor, directly elected Mayor Scholes, Councilmember-elect Lee, and Councilmember-elect Peterson step forward to the center of the room. I'll be administering the oath of allegiance, or oath of office, to each of these elected officials, and afterwards I'll be presenting them with a certificate of election, and that will be a great photo opportunity. Hint.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, John Scholes,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Upon which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Very well done.
No stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, your newly elected officials.
So confused on this side.
Oh my gosh. All right. So I think at this point we will take a roll call of the newly seated Grover Beach City Council. Donna, when you're ready.
Councilmember Lee.
Here.
Councilmember Nichols.
Here.
Councilmember Peterson.
Here.
Councilmember Shaw.
Here.
And Mayor Scholl.
Here. Thank you, Donna. Let's move on to public communications. Is there any member of the community that would like to address the council tonight? Okay, seeing no one come forward, let me close it and bring it back. And at this time, we will have some comments from the newly elected officials. And I'm going to start to my far left, Councilmember Peterson.
Thank you. I wanted to, first of all, commend all of you, not just you in the audience, but all of you in the whole community, because we had a record turnout and we had record voter registrations, and it's so encouraging, I know, for all of us who are serving when we see that level of participation. And so all of you have welcomed us, I believe, with open arms, open hearts, open doors. That's an inspiration to us to do the same with you. I'm here every day in the community. I not only live here, but I work here. And I've been so thrilled to see how well the city is doing right now. We have so many things coming on board in the spring, things that we've been working on for years and years. And it's great to see the level of energy and commitment that we have in our leadership in the city itself. We have the lowest crime rate in the county right now, and we are the only fully staffed police department. So Chief Peters has done a great job, and we have a wonderful new city manager, the same committed staff that we've always had, and it's extremely encouraging to me. And so I would like to encourage all of you to remember we are a government of the people, that's you, by the people, that's you, for the people, that's you. It's all of us together, and I hope that you will continue with open eyes, open ears, and open mouths, and have a great holiday. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Jeff Lee, Councilmember Lee.
Thank you very much, and I also want to thank the community for reelecting me, in my case, for another four-year term to the council. And I'd like to echo some of the sentiments that were kind of showered on now former Councilmember Bright, and the fact that I strive to be the person that she was on this council, someone who's a voice for the people, who listens to the people, and who does the work of the people as a public servant. That's what I'm here for. That's what I think we're all here for. And I think the community that we that we have in front of us that has put us here trusts us and respects what we do. Otherwise, we would not be here. And so I want to take a moment just to thank Mary, my wife, who stands behind me in all that I do, or actually should say stands beside me in all that I do. and encourages us. and I said earlier that I had missed the red memo, but I think I've got the red memo now. with that, I do want to encourage the community to stay engaged, to stay involved. We do have a number of initiatives, some of which that Councilmember Peterson mentioned, the K-14, our lodge, the L-16, the cannabis commercial cannabis rule that's going to be coming forward. And I really want to thank Mayor Scholes for the leadership that you've shown for the last 2 years, and also the other members of the council. It's been a pleasure to be part of that council, and I'm really looking forward to being part of this council as we move forward and really put into place a lot of the initiatives that the community has entrusted us to start, and that staff is so willing and dedicated. And I'm very appreciative of the work that all the staff does to get us to this point, to allow us to make the policy decisions that you so ably implement. So with that, I just say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to serve you once again, and it's an honor to do so. And if there's ever an indication that I'm not doing that, I encourage you all, every one of you, to call me out on it. And with that, I'll turn it back.
Wow. I'm so impressed by the comments made by the newly incoming council members. Clear, concise, and to the point. That's beautiful. So let me start by thanking the Grover Beach voters. I would say every time I've run for office, you have given me this wonderful honor. I am very humbled by that, and I work hard to live up to your expectations. I do want to thank my wife, Stacy. She's in the front row, and I'm going to get through this. I know Steve's like going, he's going to cry, but I'm not. I can be pretty emotional when I talk about family. So, but my wife, who has, as Jeff said, she stood by me. She has sacrificed, the family sacrifice. You know, we are volunteers, and a lot of time it takes to not just sit up here and behind a nameplate, but to go out and do the work of the people. It takes a lot of time, and it does take a family that stands beside you, who lifts you up when you're feeling down, who kicks you, gives you a kick when you are feeling low energy. And I couldn't have a better partner in life. And I think, what is it, 32 years, honey? Absolutely. So now, the next one is going to be tough. So if I get through this one without Waterworks, I'll be okay. I'm especially proud of this next person. My sister Brenda is here tonight. She and I have had a hell of a November, sis. This is the lady who, when I was 11, thought I was going to be a pro football player, who said, pay attention in class. She was a class valedictorian who allowed me to find my way in the classroom and the football field. I am so thrilled she's here tonight. Thank you, sweetie. Almost. Special lady. I would not be sitting here today without her, without her guidance, without her encouragement. And I'm doing everything these two did. They were short and brief, and I'm just going on and on. Anyway, let me just say, when we say the city, and people who have watched me know that, I say this all the time, there is no entity out there called that's the city. When we say the city, we mean this city council. We mean the city administration, and we mean the community. So for anyone who thinks when we are spending money and building budgets, when we say the city, it is all of our money.
And we take that very seriously in the decisions that we make. And so I'm just so thrilled to sit up here with these fine individuals who give up their time, who give their talent to this community, and those who've come before and those who will come after us. So I'm just proud to be in their company. So we will continue to focus on economic streets, economic development. Others talked about the lodge, the broadband project, the things that we are trying to do here in the community of Grover Beach to take charge of our own destiny. The council has set a vision, and staff is doing a great job in implementing that. Water is a big issue we will be dealing with, and as well as the homeless and transient issue. We know that there are people out there who are struggling. We know there are people in this community who have invested in businesses and in their homes. We know it is a balancing act to do what is fair and what is just and what is right for all involved. And we as a team, the council, the city staff, former council members, I look at Karen Bright, and Karen's been so committed to all of these. So my promise to everyone is to always work hard to represent you in the best way that I know how, to represent you in a way that you'll be proud, because we do business in this city where we want to be professional and we want to be respectful when we do your business. So I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. And I'm glad that we've made tonight mostly this. We've limited the agenda so that you can all go home and enjoy your family. So with that, I'm going to conclude. And we're going to move on to the next item. Let's go to appointment of Mayor Pro Tem. City Attorney Hill.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor, Council Members. Part of the duties essentially of the directly elected mayor, and consistent with Council Resolution 08-18, is power of appointment to the mayor pro tem. The position is appointed for 1 year. It runs from December to December, and the mayor pro tem serves in the position of mayor of the city in the mayor's absence during council meetings and other ceremonial occasions. Previously, the mayor had appointed Councilmember Jeff Lee serving that position, and his current term expires this month. So therefore, it is requested the incoming mayor is requested to make the official appointment of the mayor pro tem, which would run for a 1 year period through the first meeting in December 2017.
Very good. Thank you, City Attorney. And so I guess that's I need to make this appointment, correct? Very good. Well, first, let me just say that Jeff Lee, in the capacity as Mayor Pro Tem, has done an excellent job, an excellent job. I mean, I couldn't have asked for someone who would step forward when those times I was not able to sit on the dais and do the job he has done. And I think it goes without saying his commitment and dedication to this community and his, and I'll just say his friendship, because even though we're on the council, we don't necessarily have to be friends, but I will say Jeff has been very dedicated, and I would consider him a friend. So, Jeff, thank you so much for serving in that capacity. I have had a couple of people express an interest in being the mayor pro tem for this upcoming year, and after thinking about it, and I would say I know that Jeff would love to continue in that capacity. It is a rotational assignment, and I believe Councilmember Shaw has come forward and expressed an interest. And so with that, I would like to ask Councilmember Shaw if she would be able and willing to serve in this capacity for 1 year.
Yes, I would be honored to do so.
Okay. Do we need to adopt any resolutions, or are we good on that?
This by resolution. There we go. This by resolution is decision of the mayor, so there's no need for a resolution at this time.
Okay. So we are good. Is everyone okay? So I think the only thing left is to eat some cupcakes, right? I think with that, we're adjourned.